2:22.
Tonight's full moon is falling under the shadowy spell of Earth for a while. It is called a hunter's moon.
WTOP.com's space contributor Greg Redfern joins us to talk about that and a possible asteroid of doom in 2013. Hiya, Greg.
Hi, Sean and Hillary. We got a full plate, don't we?
We do. Let's start with the kinder, gentler space story. What is a hunter's moon and why does it happen?
A hunter's moon is the first full moon that happens after a moon that's after the autumnal equinox. You have the moon where the hunters can now go out with the fields that have been cut and made very, very narrow and small. And in days of old, they could go on out and hunt using the light of the moon. So the adage has come through the years, the ages, as being the hunter's moon. But we have an additional treat tonight, and that is a penumbral eclipse of the moon. And that's a pretty neat little thing, but I want to caution everybody, this is not like the blood red total eclipse moon. The penumbral eclipse of the hunter moon tonight, it's a happy coincidence. It's when the moon passes through the outer layers of the Earth's shadow, and it'll be a little bit of shading, but not spectacular, unfortunately.
Okay, well, let's now look ahead 19 years. The world as we know it could end. Probably not, but tell us the story on Asteroid TV135.
Well, first of all, what a name that is, but it's a primary designator that astronomers use as a naming convention. So from what I'm reading, and really this story just broke within the last 2 days, this asteroid, which is about 1,000 feet across, was recently discovered. And from what I've read, as late as Saturday, but it passed Earth very close, 4.2 million miles back in September, and now that astronomers have put a preliminary orbit together, and I want to emphasize this to our listeners, this is a preliminary orbit. There is a chance, estimated by NASA, to be 1 in 63,000, let me repeat that, 1 in 63,000 that this asteroid could possibly cause some problems here on Earth. But it's very preliminary, and I think the news will get better.
All right. Now, Greg, people sometimes laugh at these asteroid stories, but asteroids hit Earth. They wipe out species. What happens if there's ever an asteroid that we find to be threatening? What do we even do?
Well, the thing that we've been doing, Hillary, and the president has put forth his program to say it's time for us to go to the asteroid. So in order to find the enemy, you need to know where they are and how to intercept them. So NASA and a group of astronomy organizations around the world are hunting every single clear night for these asteroids. You bring up an excellent point. This asteroid shows us that we don't know where they all are, and we only need to go back to February 15th, 2013, Chelyabinsk, Russia, where a 50-foot asteroid exploded and 1,200 people were injured. So a 1,000-foot asteroid is a threat to do damage on at least the scale of a very, very large city. We have to find them. We have to come up with a strategy on what to do with them. But I want to emphasize, Sean and Hillary, NASA says, and I'm pretty sure about what's going to happen over the next several months, because we got plenty of time, August 26, 2032, as astronomers get more and more observations, they will be able to further refine this asteroid's orbit. And at 99.998% that it's not going to hit us, we'll probably get up to 100%.
All right. Sounds good. We hope so. Thanks so much, Greg.
Yes, and I'll have more on it on WTOP Online this weekend.
All right. Great stuff. Greg Redfern is WTOP.com space contributor.